In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we continue our novena in preparation for the feast of the great Saint Joseph, and today we consider together his first sorrow and his first joy. His first sorrow being the doubt of Saint Joseph, and his first joy recognized in the message of the angel. First, regarding his doubt, the doubt of Saint Joseph, at the sight of our Blessed Mother pregnant, three opinions are shared among the early fathers of the Church. Still today, three opinions. I do not wish to give a particular answer or particular opinion today, but simply share these three opinions, three ways of interpreting the doubt of Saint Joseph according to Church tradition. Remember in the passage from St. Matthew, the first chapter of St. Matthew, but Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wishing to expose her to reproach, was minded to put her away privately. So the first opinion, according to which Mary was pregnant because of adultery or rape. And so you can imagine, if we follow this opinion, how much sorrow in the heart of the great Saint Joseph, believing that Mary was pregnant because she had committed adultery or had been raped. The second opinion, which is also kind of extreme as the first one, but on the other side, the other extreme. In this second opinion, we believe that Joseph had been informed of the miraculous pregnancy. Informed, of course, prior to the message of the angel, which already you see that there is kind of a contradiction there. Why would the angel announce again to Saint Joseph this miraculous pregnancy if he had been made aware of that previously by Mary herself or a friend, relative of our Blessed Mother? The third opinion, which stands kind of in the middle of the two other extremes that we just mentioned, the third opinion is the most popular one, according to which Joseph simply didn't know what to think and what to do at the sight of this incredible circumstance. Mary, so holy, so pure, and yet found pregnant, and he's convinced that this pregnancy is not due to him, because of him. In any case, each of these three opinions must have been a great cause of sorrow for the great Saint Joseph, and yet he keeps his composure and with much patience and wisdom decides to put her away privately. And that's the important word, privately. Nothing public, no noise, no scandal, but much humility, discretion, and prudence. So in the third opinion, the less extreme opinion, Saint Joseph couldn't believe that Mary had sinned in any way. The argument is easy. If she had committed adultery, then why did he hesitate in putting her away, as it was required by the law? And Joseph was just and righteous man. If it was a miraculous pregnancy, which he had been made aware of, how can we believe that out of humility, Joseph would put her away? If he was already convinced of this miraculous pregnancy, then he would have understood his unique role in this miraculous family. He wouldn't have turned away from God's divine plan. However, most fathers of the Church, and this is interesting, opted for the first opinion. Again, the one according to which Mary was pregnant because of adultery or rape. We have in the side of Saint Joseph, of course, he has clear evidence that Mary is pregnant. He cannot deny this fact. He cannot deny the fact that he is not responsible of this pregnancy. And therefore, it also makes sense that in his mind, the first thought would be something happened to her. Not obviously miraculous for the previous reasons we just mentioned, but something happened to her that he's not responsible of. However, Joseph remains just and merciful, practicing perfectly both virtues of mercy and self-control by putting her away privately with much compassion and magnanimity. This kind of grandeur of soul, great souls are magnanimous. And here we cannot blame Joseph for his objectivity in dealing with two clear facts. She is pregnant, and this not because of him. In any case, whatever opinion we decide to follow, we must understand that this decision to put her away privately was the most prudent and wise decision. And this proves once again how just and merciful, how magnanimous and prudent our saint was. Also in the fact that if he would have seen Mary pregnant because of a rape or because of adultery, we can see his wisdom and his prudence in the fact that he did not put her away publicly. Normally, if he was, and this is an argument against this opinion, the opinion according to which, once again, Mary was pregnant because of adultery, an argument we can place against this opinion, is the fact that Saint Joseph did not put her away publicly. If he was just, and in fact he was just, righteous man, he would have followed the law. And the law stated that he had to put her away publicly by, you know, going to the priest, making it a clear case also to protect his own reputation. However, he did not do that. He put her away, but privately. So you see how and why the fathers of the church for centuries and still today continue to fight, to argue in a way or another. And as a reward for his justice and mercy, God sends him an angel and unites him to the great work of redemption. Again in St. Matthew, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid, Joseph, son of David, to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit." Do not be afraid. God, in his paternal vigilance, does not abandon those who trust in him and persevere in their righteousness. Joseph accepts the message of the angel, and from now on his mission as protector of the Holy Family is sealed in time. Not only does he take Mary and Jesus, but with them, it is the whole church that is now placed under his paternal vigilance. Great lesson for us to remind us that in times of great trials and tribulations, only God can bring peace to the soul when we remain confident, patient, and keep a righteous life. So we ask the great Saint Joseph to be for us a powerful intercessor and advocate in times of tribulations. So we might learn from him to always act with prudence and patience, assured that God always provides, but in due time. Great Saint Joseph, may we learn from you the virtue of patience, the virtue of perseverance, justice, docility, to enjoy at the hour willed by God the reward of our sacrifices and sufferings. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.